And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here in Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And on the phone, due to weather issues, we have Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safari. She was supposed to be down here, but everybody understands when you live in Central California, the roads were kind of a little difficult last night, shall we say. And Captain Nathan Smullins is also joining us, her lead captain up there at Queen Charlotte Safaris. We're going to be talking some fantastic fishing at an amazing place up in Queen Charlotte, British Columbia there. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULOAN, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today, I'm really looking forward to having Valerie talking about such an awesome spot and then having Nathan talking fishing. Really pumped about today's show.
Yeah. First, I want to apologize yesterday about our sudden departure right
wild.
At the very end of the show yesterday. Basically, our main box that controls everything we have.
The lifeline.
It had a total meltdown. It just went blank. And fortunately, it was at the end of the show. It was the last 30 seconds of the show. We got through the whole thing with Captain Ken Frankie. And so yesterday was a scramble for me. I had to run around looking for a new piece of equipment to borrow. And I found Isaiah, Dick Warren's grandson, and found some of Dick Warren's old equipment buried away in their garage. And we're back up.
Yeah, that was
so
wild.
So we're good. So thanks, Isaiah, and the Warren family for getting us back on the air today.
It was like the power went out, but the lights were still on. You know,
exactly.
I mean, everything was fine. We were having fun. And how it happened in the last 30 seconds is crazy. Like, how it allowed the entire radio show to happen, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, that's it. Something happened. That was weird, and, like, that was it. Game over.
Yeah, but we're here with Valerie Hopridge. Good morning, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie.
Good morning from up north.
Well, we'd love to see you, your lovely face, right in front of us here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, but we totally understand you being up there in beautiful Buellton. It's a little bit difficult with this weather lately, right?
Yes, a lot of flooding, a lot of rain. I've lived in Buellton for 20 years, and I don't think I've ever seen it like this, ever. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just glad everyone's safe and sound, and it's not quite over yet.
Your car didn't float away, I take it.
No. I think Solvang. I was over in Solvang yesterday for all those, you know, Solvang, cute little Danish village.
Sure.
They really, really got the rain, and there was a lot of mudslides over there.
Well, we hope everybody who's affected by these, because we have people all the way up and down the coast and across the country here, that we send out our prayers and hopes for them to recover quickly and get back to kind of a normal California.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We're supposed to have sunshine next week, but we'll be in Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are on the road. And Captain Nathan Smullen's with you. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Pete. How's everyone doing?
We're just fantastic and so excited to talk about Queen Charlotte Safaris. But hey, Val, first of all, Valerie, tell us about Queen Charlotte Safaris. Where are you? For those of our listeners, what's Queen Charlotte Safaris? What's going on up there?
All right. Well, our starting point is Vancouver, British Columbia. And for anyone in California, especially the whole West Coast, very simple to get to. So from Vancouver, you're going to fly, hour and a half fly into Sandspit. That's the name of our quaint little town in Moresby Island. Quick hour and a half, Air Canada, 78 passenger people. One of the top questions is it a float plane, helicopter? And I always say, no, you're going to, or, I'm kidding, you know, four over. and of course, that's included in your package. And to kind of get a visual, if you think of, like, Seattle, and then you think of Vancouver, and then you're going to fly northwest, so we're above Vancouver Island, but we're south of Southeast Alaska, and we're an archipelago of 100 islands. And so where you land in Sandspit, you get picked up, and you get a quick 15-minute tour to the lodge. And
Wait a minute.
Wait, 15 minutes?
I mean, if you drive at 5 miles an hour, it's 15 minutes.
Well, that's because,
right, Nathan?
Maybe Nathan's is 10.
Yeah.
I talk and drive.
Yeah, I mean,
I stop.
Yeah, we should explain how big is Sandspit.
200 to 250 people, right, Nathan?
Yeah, 250
people. Yeah, about that, and I think there's about 11 miles of pavement in our little town, 10 to 11 miles.
That's it.
The rest is dirt road and ocean and trees.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
And hiking trails.
And hiking trails. Beautiful hiking trails.
Yes.
I'm going to say it is one of the most beautiful places I have ever been on this earth. It is just absolutely breathtaking, the surroundings in those Queen Charlotte Islands. Amazing. And so you guys get to live in a really amazing place.
We do.
Magical is the definition of Haida Gwaii.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Haida Gwaii is the local Indian name for the islands, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
it was changed back. Go ahead. You go ahead, Nathan. Sorry.
It's the native name to the island out there, and that's kind of what that name got lost in history and turned into Queen Charlotte Islands, but it's always been known as the Haida Gwaii to the natives out there.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. So the Queen Charlotte Safaris, tell us about the lodge, Valerie, and the accommodations and all the services and stuff that you offer.
Well, what's really nice is once you land, okay, maybe a 10-minute drive, but 15 for me because I like to give the tour and I stop and show things, et cetera. That's why. but we're so centrally located. We're on the very edge of town. And what I love is we have the marina across the street, so you can take van shuttle down with us, or you can walk. Or and then we got the ferry landing, maybe 10 kilometers-ish from us, and then we have the airport, and we have the fueling dock. Very important to have a fueling dock. So we're centrally located, and what's so nice for guests is when you come back every day from fishing, you can stretch your legs, you can walk on the beach. Some people go for runs, the avid runners, and there's places to go to see things and do things and relax instead of being on like a floater, and that's where you are for the whole time. So, and then the lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You literally walk really nice to the marina if you want, right?
If you want to, yes. It's a good stretch for your legs after you've been on the boat.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just is. And as far as the lodge itself, amazing lodge team. Chef John, awesome. Chef Brandon, awesome. And they're both coming back.
Oh,
and
goodness.
It's built for fishing, and it's built for durability, and it's beautiful inside. Don Ann, off-season, our caretaker, takes excellent care of it. And we definitely have the woman's touch to it, wouldn't you say, Nathan?
Yes, it's very fun for both genders there.
Yes, it's nicely done, and we have a nice new fire pit, thanks to Nathan and Don Ann and guests. That was a hit in 2022.
Oh,
and and all the rooms have private showers, washrooms. That's one of the first questions I also get asked. There's not community sharing. And linens are nice. I mean, it's just all laid out really nice. Big deck to stretch out and have a drink. And it's all about just bringing everyone together for a great time and all amenities of home, but you don't have to do the work. We take care of you.
One thing you mentioned and just kind of skirted over that's very, very important that people need to understand, too, is that your flight from Vancouver to Sandspit is included in your package price. And that's important because all you need to do is get to Vancouver, which there's flights from everywhere with all kinds of different airlines.
Correct. And I'll even help you with that. I mean, we're not just a one-stop shop. We do everything. We help. If you have to get a hotel in Vancouver, we've already negotiated an angler rate at 4 different hotels in Vancouver. Happy to help with that. And even on the return going home, I mean, Nathan's my right arm to make sure all the fish boxes are taken care of carefully and the fish meet you at the airport. We get you checked in, and we really don't leave the airport until everyone's checked in and everything's all done. So it's from the time you land, from the time you go through security, we take care of you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you also just skirted over Chef John, too, and this guy is a true chef, and he's very humble and proud of what he offers, but it's a feast.
You've been there multiple times now. Do you have something that sticks out in your mind? What's a favorite? What's a favorite thing that Chef John put together for you guys?
Well, I mean, you know me. I love Dungeness Crab.
I do know that.
And here's the cool thing is when you go fishing with Nathan and the other guys is you go catch your own Dungeness Crab.
That's cool.
And they cook it up for you, and you basically, you eat as much Dungeness crab as you want to. You say, stop, I can't eat anymore. And that's just the appetizer.
Oh, okay.
And then he puts out this amazing right after that, this amazing ling cod. I forget what it was, with a beurre blanc sauce. It was, I mean, his sauces, his preparations, whether it be breakfast, even the lunches are fantastic.
Top level. That's cool.
It doesn't get any better. Yeah, it's really good, and the accommodations are super comfortable. The lodge itself, that outer deck, everybody sits out and has cocktails or sips some great wine or beer or whatever, and enjoys the eagles and the deers literally come right up to the lodge. It's pretty spectacular.
How cool!
Yeah, it's a pretty spectacular place. But Nathan, you know, enough. Everybody's probably going, well, enough about the accommodations. What about the fishing, Nathan? Now, what about the fishing?
Oh man, the fishing is one of a kind out there. Like it's just surreal. It's hard to compare it to any place else.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And what makes it so unique?
You know what, Pete? It's It's the feeling that you have when you're out on the west coast of Haida Gwaii. Like, it's just this, your surroundings, the life underneath you in the water. Like, you do have to work to go find them, but, like, there's fish everywhere. It's abundance of fish, and you're just in a beautiful, magical place. Like, it's just, yeah, you just can't get any better than Haida Gwaii out there.
For sure. And the
well, if I...
Go ahead, Sally.
Go ahead. Oh, I just wanted to add on to what Nathan said is the first time I went up there was May of 2000. And it's just as pristine for the first time I went to the West Coast as it is today. And, I mean, these islands are just, they're just untouched. They're very, the water is clear and clean. The air is amazing. I love the air because it's fresh. And when, you know, you have the fog and the rain and then you get the sunshine, so a lot of microclimates. But it's just we don't have pressure from anything commercial. I'm talking like no offense against the cruise ships or anything like that. We don't have anything like that. Like this is this true archipelago of 100-plus islands. And like Nathan said, it's magical. And you're fishing in an area that just it has never been combat fishing. And the First Nations, we can thank them, you know, working with DFO, trying to keep this area not overfished and so that we can keep fishing generations, generations, generations. It is as beautiful as the first time I landed and every time I come back. And so that says a lot.
Yes. You guys do such a good job of describing. I mean, you can feel that. And you can feel how much it means to both of you guys. It's awesome.
Yeah, love it. Passion.
There's no doubt. And the king salmon fishing is what a lot of people come there for because the king salmon fishing is like nothing I've ever experienced. I mean, I've been to many, many places in Alaska that have very good king salmon fishing. But there's nothing that even compares to the king salmon fishing that we experience at Queen Charlotte Safaris in Haida Gwaii. And why is that?
I think that reason there, Pete, is how much food is out there on our that's just pushed up against our island. Like there's just an enormous amount of bait balls, and there's just an enormous amount of food for all the fish out there to survive and thrive and live their life. And it's just that's the main salmon route when they come out of the rivers of Alaska and they come down through the west coast of Haida Gwaii there and they're heading all the way down to where you guys are in California. It's that they just everything kind of clumps up together and everything feeds. It's a big feeding ground. So there's as long as we have consistent bait out there, which we do every year, then the fish just keep coming back and keep thriving and keep growing.
And that's pretty much throughout your whole season you get king salmon, right?
Correct, yeah. There's salmon out there right from the beginning. You got to put some work in at the start of the year for salmon, but the bottom fishing out there is, like, unbelievable. It hasn't been touched all winter long, minus a few of the locals fishing out there, but it's a lot easier finding bottom fish at the start of the season in June. But you can catch your Chinook salmon right off the first day and all the way to the very end.
Man, how cool.
Yeah. And the Canadian limits are much more lenient than the ones that you would find in Alaska, too, which is really a nice plus.
Yeah. Yeah, usually average we get two Chinook a day and four total in possession. And sometimes the government will change that for us, but that's out of our control, and sometimes it goes down to one and two. But usually when that's the case, they're trying to save that specific run that is going in those couple weeks that they shut it down for. And then that just basically prolongs the life of the Chinook salmon there.
Well, great, that's yeah. Cool. Now, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a lot to talk about today. We haven't even ventured into
the lingcod fishing yet. So we'll get into that, especially with Nathan, too, because I was with him last year, and we caught some whoppers.
That's really
unbelievable.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like you said, we have a great show. Not only are we talking about one of our most favorite destinations, man, in addition to having a couple of great guests, both Valerie and Nathan, so informative of what's going on up there, we are also giving away an unbelievable prize today.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be very – so just a fun day here at Let's Talk Hookup, and we want to have you join us. Man, give us a call this morning. Our phone lines are already starting to pack up. In fact, we only have one line still open, but there is an open line right now. 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. Text started ringing through just a few minutes ago, but there's a lot of opportunity for you to get your text into the show, and that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to get. Just make sure you download the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire it up, you're going to see the text the show option where you can text in your questions to Valerie, text in your questions to Nathan. Make sure, too, that you include your contact information so that we can call you back up if you win today's big prize, which you will definitely want to make sure you're eligible for, because today, at the end of the show, to one lucky caller or texter, we're going to be giving away a brand new AFTCO Reaper rain jacket. Very good timing on that one, Pete. This is a brand new jacket. It's constructed of a durable 2.5-layer stretch ripstop shell with 10K waterproof membrane, and it's got that integrated neck gaiter like all the Reaper products. So it's a really,
it's
really
an
nice jacket.
It's amazing rain jacket. This is like something you can take on a trip to Queen Charlotte Safari. It's something that you can use on your boat right here for foul weather gear. It is an amazing product that AFTCO, and it just came out. They keep making that Reaper line back.
Yeah, Reaper, like the whole line of Reaper products probably was like the best one to cross the line of having something that's very nice looking that like would not be inappropriate if that's what you were wearing as your raincoat to go to dinner or whatever it might be. Or just as at home on a skiff in a crummy weather day where you're taking it over the bow because there's a lot of spray. Like
no
it's just
question.
It's a really, really nice jacket that somebody's going home with. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Valerie, talk to Nathan, 213-432-1090, or text us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year. Running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The name thing that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dave Brown here from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Be sure to stop by our booth at the Bard Hall Shows to check out the hottest new gear for bluefin fishing like the new Tesoro and Salinas spinning reels, as well as put your hands on a new BioFlyer from Fish Lab. See you there.
It's a whale of a show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, that about did it on those phones and texts, man. Things got packed up real quick.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody's excited to talk to Valerie, talk to Nathan again. If you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090.
Hey, Nathan, we were fortunate to fish on one of the new Queen Charlotte Safari's boats last year. And why don't you tell us about the boats at Queen Charlotte Safari's?
Well, our boats there are new ones that we got built here. They're 28 feet long in the hull, but when you add a swim deck and the kicker on it, they're pushing about 30 feet, and they're built super well for our West Coast out there. They are still jet boats, to which allows us to go through that series of narrows, basically gives us a larger window to keep a consistent flow on our lodge there and a consistent schedule. And they have a bunch of power, huge fishing platform. Like, I think it's 14 feet from my rear steering helm to the back deck. And then you also have our big engine that you can sit on and use that for stability. And you have about 2.5 feet to walk around the full engine compartment there. So there's enormous amounts of space and comfort. And all the new boats and even our old boats are set up with bathrooms for everyone. And heated cabs, they're just, honestly, it's probably one of the better boats I've ever operated there. They're just amazing.
I would agree. They are super, super comfortable to fish on. And also, I love the suspension seats, too, in there, too. Those make things really comfortable for sitting.
Yeah, of course. And, yes, yeah, cruising, because sometimes, well, as you guys know, like when I took you guys out, I don't think we fished the same spot twice.
Nope.
I just kept on going to new spots, and the fish were still there, and you guys did your work and caught a bunch of nice ones, and we had a bunch of fun.
Oh, incredible fun. And I must say, too, because it gets so little fishing pressure, the size of the fish are what's amazing. It's not uncommon to get a 20-pound king, and there were several 30-pound kings caught. And then, Nathan, we haven't talked about the lingcod fishing.
I know
that's your specialty is lingcod, and that's one of my favorite things to do up there. The lingcod fishing is, like, off the charts ridiculous. That's all the only way I can describe it, right?
It was, yeah. Last summer was probably my best year for bottom fishing, like, between the lingcod and the halibut, all of the rockfish, and even the salmon. It was just, I never had one bad day out of our whole season out fishing. Like, we always came home with fish, like, and the days, even if the days were not so nice out, then I could stay in closer and fish all those my close spots and get fish. And then on our super nice days, with our new boat, our fuel capacity and range is so much greater than what we had in the past. So now I can explore, and our fishing grounds have just opened up. So when it gets really nice out, I can go in absolutely, like, when I say untouched, it's literally, like, probably no one's fished there since the Haida have had villages on the west side out there. Like, unless if you want to take your own personal boat out and go halfway down the coast there and go fish, but you can find places out there that even some guide boats don't even go down to, so it's very magical and very surreal out there.
It's so untouched. It's so amazing and an unbelievable opportunity to jig fish for giant lingcod and keep them, I might add, too. The limits for the Canadian government have put in for lingcod are very, very generous, too. So that's cool. We'll get back to that. But in the meantime, we have Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3 on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
How's everything?
Oh, everything's good, man. The boat's running up right now. We had a nice trip down to the hurricane bank. Pretty nice fishing on yellowfin and nice fishing on wahoo. You know, it seemed to be a little bit more wahoo this year than there was last year, so that's encouraging. Not a lot of chances at big fish, but, you know, nice fish, anywhere from, you know, 60 up to 120 pounds, 150, nice. 180 pounds, you know, so nice fishing on the anchor and beautiful weather. And so the boat's running up right now. It was a unique trip where we fly out of Cabo San Lucas, so it eliminates a lot of the travel time, and then the guys make a little jaunt out to the bank. It's originally a trip for the lower banks, but the sign didn't seem like enough. A lot of marlin sign around Cabo and Jamie and Golden Gate, so we made the run all the way out to the bank there, and it worked out. Everybody got a chance to get a nice fish. Or a few nice fish and chances at some wahoo. So I'd give it a thumbs up for sure right now for fishing down below there.
And especially the good weather, too,
yeah, exactly.
After what we experienced here this past couple of weeks, for sure.
You know, it was that it was very similar to like a Hawaii climate where you wake up and the weather was like 77 degrees and it was like that all day.
Oh.
It never got that blistering heat, you know, that you sometimes it was just very comfortable. Let's just put it that way. Very comfortable all day and through the night. And the weather was nice. It was very calm. You know, it was spectacular.
That's awesome.
Sounds like they might have a little weather here in a couple of days running up. But,
yeah. But they pay the price, right?
Well, they
I guess. It looks like it might be a costly price. I was talking to Ethan's taking the boat up right now and Andrew. And they're like, uh-oh. It's going to be great until they get up to Colonnette, and then uh-oh.
Well, we wish them safe travel definitely on the way up. And then you turn around and get ready for your big
Riviera cruise,
right?
No, we got another 15-day ride down, ride back, down to the Hurricane Bank. And then we come up, and then we got our Riviera cruise trips. With your help, we've been able to get a go on them, so... We still have plenty of spots available, but we're going to run the trips, and that's from in the month of February, and we've got three different trips there. And just touching base on those, it looks like we're going to have a run on that all through February, doing the whaling and the hiking and the exploring down at Magdalena Bay. There's a lot of excitement that's starting to brew on that, so we're excited about that. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
And so all the trips are a go. If you want to go with Andy and the gang on these Riviera cruises on the Red Rooster in Magdalena Bay, 4-day cruises, right? You fly into La Paz, and then they pick you up, and it's a great couples trip, right?
It's a great couples trip, and right now you're looking at, like, possibly having a trip where you're on your own yacht. I mean, it's really spectacular because it is light. They're all light trips, but I mean, that's going to be spectacular for the clients, and we'll get through it.
Yeah, that's great.
How cool.
Well, Andy, if somebody wants to join up and go fishing on the Red Rooster 3 or go on one of those Riviera cruises, how do we do it?
You can call Maria at the office at 619-224-3857. Or you can go on our, well, that's how you have to sign up. You can go on our website and look into a little bit more of the itinerary and details of the Riviera cruises. And then you can decide if you're up for it. It's really going to be a spectacular trip, the number of trips there. And one of them is right on Valentine's Day. So it'd be a sweet little event. So anyway, yeah, we'll be looking forward to doing some more bookings this week on that. I know we got a couple more people signing up tomorrow. They want to come down and look at the boat. The boat will be in Wednesday. So if anybody local wants to come in and look at the boat and are interested in what it is and what a Riviera cruise is, come on down. And I'll explain it to you, and we can get a room for you.
Very good. Hey, Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3. Yeah, so that's Wednesday. The boat will be in. You can go down, pick your cabin, and take your significant other down there and say, hey, let's go cruise on this beautiful vessel in the sea, in the Magday. That sounds great. Thanks, Andy. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate it very much. I'm glad the trip was so successful. All right.
Yeah, it was a lovely trip. All right. Take care, guys.
Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Same with the text. So we're going to start it off with a great text. I thought, hey, Valerie, I have a question about getting to the lodge from San Diego. Do the flights permit arriving at the lodge in the same day, or should I overnight in Vancouver? If so, does the timing allow for any fun to be had in Vancouver? Looking forward to hearing your tips. Can't wait to go to the lodge. That's from Norm in San Diego.
Great question, Norm. So you can do one of two things. I highly suggest, especially if you haven't been to Vancouver, go up the day before. You could take a morning flight, and then once you get to Vancouver, you can go check in your hotel. And if your room's not ready, they'll hold your luggage, and you can go hop on the SkyTrain, that was built for the Olympics, and you can get all around very simply with a SkyTrain. You don't have to rent a car. And I can give you tips of, you know, like a half-day tour, where to go, what to see, just to kind of take in the flavor of Vancouver. And then the plane will go out. We're waiting for our summer schedule, but I believe it's going to depart between 1 and 1:15 out of Vancouver onto Sandspit. So, yes, you can get up in one day from San Diego. But if you would like to go up the night before, we'll help you with, like I said, we have 4 hotels, and maybe take a morning flight the day before and do a little touring, and then come over to us. I would get to the airport at 11 a.m. for the 1 o'clock flight, and then hour and a half later, you land in Sandspit. Super simple.
That almost seems like the plan. I mean, just extend it. You know, you're only extending by a few hours, but you're going to get to explore Vancouver and something a little different. You know, like you said, great that you can make it in one day if you don't have the extra time, but how cool to just have the, you know, no feeling of no rush and go out to have a nice dinner in Vancouver and just enjoy yourself and then off on to Sandspit the next morning.
Yeah.
Well, and if I can add to that note, I know I talk to guests every day, don't be in a hurry. I mean, travel is not back to where it was. We all know that.
You're right about that.
And it's just not. And we don't have our second flight back yet. We're hoping for it. It does make a big difference when we have 2 flights, but we don't. You cannot miss that 1 o'clock flight to us. You just cannot. So I feel much better if you come in the night before and go have a lovely dinner. And if you want to spend a day touring Vancouver with the SkyTrain, it's super simple, beautiful city. If you're a foodie, oh my gosh, you're in heaven. And it's so pretty.
It's
Asian food.
I mean, it's the
really
best Asian food I've ever had.
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
I would have not thought that at all.
It's a huge
Asian.
I didn't know that. Well, that's cool.
Yes. A lot of Asian food.
Yeah.
So
but here's the good news.
I highly recommend.
Yeah. This year, the good news is, too, is that it looks like we're going to be able to get it home the same day, right?
Nice.
That's huge because there's flights into L.A., San Diego, San Francisco that connect with the flight back.
Perfect.
That you can just get all the way home.
Yeah, and home,
a big deal.
Home, if you are a little late on a connection, a little this, a little that, it's not the end of the world. But getting up there, you want to make sure you got your ducks in a row.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, you cannot miss the airplane. That's all I can say.
Well, let's jump into the jam-packed phones, Rick.
Packed they are. We're going to start it off this morning with Gus. Gus is calling us from Burbank. Good morning, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys. Yo, Pete. Yo, Rick. Yo, Captain Nathan. And yo, Valerie.
good morning. Long time no talk.
I think all of my questions have already been answered, and I just want to say that if you can go, you should go to this place. Vancouver is a fabulous city, and there's all sorts of things happening there, and if you're just going to spend the night in Vancouver, the hotel right there in the airport. I mean, you don't have to get in a cab or anything. You just, you know, just wheel your bags over to the front desk. It's really easy. And the lodge itself, it's just amazing. All you have to do to go to this place is pack a bag. And I'm sure Valerie's working on a way that she can have somebody pack your bag for you. But that's it. I mean, that's it. You just have to pack a bag. And everything else is handled by Valerie. And I have yet to see any snags in that system. Boy, she takes care of everything.
No question.
And
you're going back next year with us, right? On the Let's
awesome.
Talk Hookup trip.
Oh yeah, I think I was one of the first to re-up for that trip.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Gus, it'll be great having you, and we'll be fishing with Captain Nathan again, and getting those big salmon. And I think you're going to get your 30 pounder this year.
That's the plan.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We're going to try our hardest, aren't we, Gus?
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to bring some special equipment too.
I want to hear about a 30 pounder on the mooch reel for Gus.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yes.
That'd be fun. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Looking forward to fishing with you for sure. Valerie, speaking of the Let's Talk Hookup trip, we actually still have, I think you said, 3 or 4 spots still available on that trip?
Yes. So the dates are August 3 through 7. So we really need a single. So anybody that, a single angler out there, don't be afraid to come up. This is a great group. No problem. In fact, we have a lot of single anglers that I've paired together.
Yeah.
And so that's not a problem.
Gus is
so
one of them.
One boat. Yeah. Gus is one of them, yes.
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. And you know what?
Corey Sanders is one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Corey Sanders is one of them, yes. And there's a couple other guys that I think they've been on tuna trips with you, and they're like, hey, why not? I'm like, join the group. Don't worry about coming up as a single angler. So we need one single angler for a boat. We have one boat left, which is for a group of 4 or a group of 2. So I can do 2 and 2 or a group of 4, and then we're sold out. That's it. So 5 spots. We need a single, 2 doubles, or 4 people that are together.
And what's special about our trip is you give us a $500 discount off the price, right, for our listeners.
So I'm running for all the listeners. You get a $500 discount. You do have to say you heard us on Let's Talk Hookup Radio. And I want to mention one thing to Andy, the gentleman that came in that runs the yacht boat, or I don't know him. I've heard of him. Yeah, the Red Rooster. I've heard of him. I just have never formally met him. About couples. We are now officially 35% couples that come up to the lodge. I'm super excited. I've worked really hard with my team. Yes, and the boats are lady friendly. We get more and more ladies, and they don't have to be like an expert angler. Like, we get it from never have done it, or maybe done rivers, or maybe did like a small one-day trip out of Dana Point or wherever, and then we get people that own their own boats. It doesn't matter. All levels, not a worry. I mean, all the guys, like Nathan, he's so patient and so awesome about, teaching and learning and working with people, because that's what it's all about, is connecting to the living world and doing that through fishing. It's amazing.
I've never fished with a guy... Nathan, I'm going to throw out some Nathan stuff here. I've never fished with a captain, number one, that was so good and kept his cool so well as Nathan, because he is just like a really level-headed, just really good captain, and just knows where to catch the fish. And if something happens that shouldn't be happening, he just keeps a level head and never blows up. And he's an exceptional guy.
He's the real deal. May I add to that really quick? I know we're on a time frame. All my captains are amazing. Nathan, I can put anybody on his boat. It doesn't matter. Anybody. And I don't have to worry. And that says a lot about Nathan. And we have a new venture this year. Nathan is going to be doing some trade shows with me. We're going to do Barrett Jackson together. He is picking me up Tuesday, flying in, and we're going to set up together. And this is going to really give him a really good overview, because He is going to be the my main arm, I guess, or my right arm up there in Sandspit. And doing trade shows is a good way to get well-rounded.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well,
yeah.
Glad to hear it, you guys. Well, as you can hear, just so much going on. When we come back, we got a lot more coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information from Queen Charlotte, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, to all this talk about salmon and then all the talk yesterday with Ken Frankie about rockfish, the really comes to my mind is Takoda.
Takoda,
like the
yeah.
unsung hero. Takoda's such a great reel from Shimano, bulletproof reel, small, fits in your hand, sizes, you know, from the 200 all the way up to the 600. Takoda, for lack of better words, is almost like the level-wind version of Torium. Takoda A is the generation we're on now. It went through a redesign a couple years ago, and has that killer Shimano one-piece frame, smaller side plate so the palmability fits in your hand real nice, level-wind, available with line counter or without line counter. So
and power.
A great reel for trolling. Tons of power when you do hook that 30-pound salmon, or you got, you know, 16 ounces of sinker and you're trying to haul up a big rock cod with it. Takoda, just a great reel, good workhorse, good free spool, and so easy to use.
Yeah, so easy to use. So if you're headed for Queen Charlotte Safaris or you're doing some local rock fishing, Takoda at your local Shimano dealer.
Check it out.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing seminars. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Queen Charlotte Safaris. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Hey, today it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. They have the finest split rings, solid rings. They're also made by Gamakatsu. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, including the heavy-duty Ultra Big Bluefin assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of all the styles and sizes. Check your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Great.
Fun. Good morning.
Great. How about
good
this weather,
stuff,
huh?
I know. Valerie's, this rain's nice, but you can have it back. I'll go back. Yeah.
No doubt.
Gosh, man. Short week, obviously, with this stuff, you know, had us tied to the dock. But some of the days we were able to get out, you know, we were in sculpin mode on our three-quarter day there. Good opportunity, I'd say, on that stuff with five fish limits being a pretty easy task. Again, those rubber lures are the way to go. Colors that were working for us this week, just the standard, you know, classics, the reds, the oranges, the pinks. Fish the best for those. It was either a swim bait or like a twin tail grub, you know, like a scampi or one of those swim gym lures worked good. But some days you also had some whitefish along with that sculpin. And, you know, a day or two we got inside Camp Pendleton area midday when we had our sculpin fill and saw some bass action on some of the spots in there that we haven't been into for a month or so. Water temp, 58 degrees. But sliding egg sinker rigs and dropper loop sardines caught some nice calico bass and some sand bass in there and some of that, that bass territory. Yeah, and then half-day scene, you know, a little bit off this week with that huge swell, you know, that some washed-out stretches of south-facing beach here, you know, made things a little tricky in the normal half-day zone. So deeper rocks and some hard-bottom spots out in a little bit deeper water, you know, were kind of the fallback program. We saw some sand bass and some sculpin action on those spots. Some sheephead caught and released, and a couple trigger fish here and there on that stuff as well. So, just typical winter fishing, working around weather and whatnot, boat work projects and stuff like that. So, halibut derby also got the rain out and the weather card thrown at it this week. So we'll be back on that next week. So, a little bit of weather at the front end of the week here coming, but looks like some nice days towards the end of the week. So we're hoping to get out there and get back after it. So, guys, want to hop on a trip? Call the landing here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there at danorf.com or link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page and book online from there. But certainly reservations to help get the boat off the dock this time of year is going to be the way to go.
Right on. Again, just like you say, got to get through this little bit of weather. It looks like towards the middle end of the week, we got nice, solid, good days, some high pressure rolling in, back to fishing, get those drift trips rolling. Back at it, man. Great report, Gundy. Great report, Wooly, as always. Appreciate it, buddy, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for that. Have a good rest of your show. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks,
Brian.
And, hey, before we talk to Gundy, our surf guru is standing by. Baja Bev's on the line. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Pete, Vic, Nathan, Greg. Valerie.
Hi, Bev.
Great to hear from you. Yes. Now, you're a Queen Charlotte Safaris fan, I understand.
Oh, let's see. 9 trips. Sure.
Is that right?
Dan, you at that point, you got to have your own room.
Yeah. And my husband's been with me 8 of those.
That's
wow,
so cool.
That's fantastic. So tell us, how is it a place for ladies? How is it a place for couples? I mean, what's your feeling?
Yeah, what's your take?
Right?
Well, I say, Rochelle Kaplan way back did a little piece on me, and she touted a tagline that stuck around. It says, Baja's my name, fishing the whole Pacific's my game. And there's 2 places I recommend for people that have a spouse or a friend that maybe have, little seasickness issues. I say, don't even worry about it. I say, one of them is Baja, the East, where, the Cedar Cortez side. And the other one is Valerie's place.
That's
absolutely
cool.
No worries. It is, I've been up there in all kinds of weather. She's never had fishing canceled due to weather.
Because
it's phenomenal.
It is. Because there's areas you can hide and protect yourself from the weather that are still have fantastic fishing.
Yes. And I know they touched a lot on what it's like up there above water, how pretty everything is. But it's technically, I live in an area where we have the a great structure here off of the Bay Area. And this is basically like the Galapagos of her, her neck of the woods is like the Galapagos as far as the upwellings and the feed. It's just pristine.
That's a good word for it, for sure. I love your association with Galapagos too. It is. It's kind of like the Galapagos of the North because it's so
life everywhere,
naturally beautiful and just feed and life and everywhere. And Bev, I understand you also hold a world record up there. I've seen your fish on the wall up there, right?
Yes, I have. I had two mounts made, one for her, one for me. I'm looking up at it right now, and. Yeah, I don't believe it's still current. They reconfigured some stuff over there at IGFA, but it held record for quite some time, and I believe it's open right now.
And what's the record?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a 20-pound yellow eye, and I was with River to Sea back then, and I was using a Sea Rock glow with the red head. And I had a Penn 525 mag with 30-pound power pro because I was targeting big lingcod. And so I was out this day with Captain Ray Lorenzo, and back then it was a Boston Whaler, and it had a bow pulpit on it. And she paired me up with two really nice guys, Bernie and David, who'd been salmon fishing. And it was my last day fishing up there, and we went out. And I said, guys, I love salmon fishing. I'm from Northern California. The salmon, it's great. But I said, I got to get my jig on. I love salmon fishing.
I like your style.
So I went out. We went out and went literally just around the first to a cove. And it was just flat calm. I walked out on that bow pulpit. I pulled up a 34-pound lingcod. And then I was, jigging away again, and I got, this, I don't know what it was. It could have been a halibut, I don't know. But I got broke off. I re-rigged, put on this Sea Rock, and I got hammered. And I pulled this thing up, and it was, I looked at it, and I said, that's a nice, everybody was like, well, that's a nice one. And we threw it back, and I started jigging again. And we got on the radio, and we had a mutual friend of ours, Larry Lohman, who's back at the lodge, and he started looking up records and things, and he says, Bev, retire the rig. So I did. And we came in at the end of the day. I got a few more lingcod, some nice rockfish. We went back in and got some more salmon. But we pulled around to Albion, and we weighed it up, and I said, yep. We actually put a tag through it that says do not cut because we measured, we'd photographed, but we wanted to come back and get more measurements. And they wound up cutting the fish.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
but we still had enough documentation to make it fly.
That's good. Great. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, what a
That's
cool story.
Awesome. And when are you going back to Queen Charlotte Safaris, Bev?
Well, okay, I've had a couple updates, it's been a rough few years, the COVID, my mom passed away on my birthday a few, years back, and I had my stepdad, it was just one thing after another. So I've been fishing, I've been getting around, but I kind of dropped off keeping up the tabs on the website and stuff.
All right. Well, you'll have to get back up there. Yeah. So, Bev, thanks a lot for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and stories and your kudos for Valerie and Queen Charlotte's Bodies. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to continue with the Catch Sport Check-In with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, and a whole lot more from Queen Charlotte's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
See
guides and long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.